Although the Ebola outbreak is far from contained, researchers are working diligently to find ways to slow transmission rates, including finding a vaccine. One line of scientific inquiry involves looking into why some people who are Ebola-infected never get sick, a phenomenon known in the scientific circles as asymptomatic Ebola infection. Steve Bellin, a researcher at the University of Texas at Austin, recently co-authored a study published in the Lancet Journal on these cases in which a person has been exposed to Ebola but became only mildly ill or not ill at all. Bellin spoke about the results with VOA's Catherine Maddox.
So what we did was we did a review of all evidence to date that Ebola infections can be asymptomatic. That is, that people can be exposed to the virus, develop an infection, but never know it because their body successfully fights it off. And there actually is substantial evidence that this happens relatively frequently, particularly from one study of an outbreak in Gabon in 1996. Where they did a lot of virological and immunological work, so looking at to see whether they could find the virus in people that never became sick, and also whether those people mounted immune responses, and they found both. Very, very tiny levels of virus for a very short amount of time, and then right when the virus disappeared, their immune response kicked up. So sign of a clear asymptomatic infection, and their immune response may indicate that they actually develop protective immunity. And here's the key distinction. The fact that someone develops an immune response shows that they were exposed to the virus, but it doesn't necessarily mean that they are immune.
Right.
If they were exposed again, they might successfully fight it off and they might not. And we don't really have enough evidence to know whether it is protective yet. It's, of course, a very difficult thing to study because it means somebody has to have been exposed twice.
Right.
And you have to know that they were exposed the first time, even though they didn't even become sick.
What level of population in the current outbreak in the three hotspots in West Africa? Is there a sense or any kind of information that there may be a percentages in those three countries that are asymptomatic?
So I think we're, for the most part, too much in outbreak mode and prioritizing things that really need to be prioritized, like treating infected individuals and finding their contacts and treating and isolating them as soon as they get sick, if they do get sick. And I think, you know, people are starting to think about looking at this, but it still is quite early. I wouldn't be surprised if studies start coming out looking at the proportion of asymptomatic or the proportion of infections that are asymptomatic. Of course, to do this, you have to be collecting blood from people in outbreak settings, which has its own risk, right? So you need to balance the benefits with the costs, and these studies have to be done very carefully.
Right. Now, of course, if they were able to do this in the current outbreak, this could lay the groundwork for a vaccine, if I understand the science correctly. Is that right?
I'm not sure I would agree with that. I think the vaccine research is coming from a different angle, and I'm not really very experienced in the vaccinology, but the vaccines that are under development or that are actually currently being tested in safety trials have been in development for a long time without really any regards to thinking about asymptomatically developed immunity.
Sounds like where we are right now is we have sort of hints, suggestions, and sort of wisps of information that are leading down this scientific hypothesis or query about asymptomatic Ebola. In other words, we've not yet stuck the landing. There's a long way to go.
Yeah, I think that's correct. I think it's extremely suggestive. What we now need to do is we need to do some sort of study to figure out how common it is in these outbreak settings. And then we need to really gained some traction on whether it actually confers immunity.
Steve Bellin, a researcher at the University of Texas at Austin, recently co-authored a study published in the Lancet Journal on asymptomatic Ebola infections. He was speaking with VOA's Catherine Maddox.